With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Two human trafficking forums are being held today in West Michigan. The first is in Lawrence. It begins at 11 o'clock this morning. State Senator Judy Emmons is hosting that forum, along with another in Grand Rapids, which will be held this afternoon. And Senator Emmons joins us. Good morning, and thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for taking an interest.
These forums are open to the public. If someone were to go, what are some things that they might learn?
Where you would welcome anyone, any from anywhere. We're working with survivors to help folks understand the situation that they have experienced, and then we will touch on some of the laws that have been passed and legislation that is still needed to address the issue of trafficking here in Michigan.
Do we know, can we put some certainty on how big a problem we have with human trafficking in this state?
Well, it's bigger than any of us realize, I think. It's difficult to gather data because it's so deeply hidden. But we know, for instance, in the west side of the state, the estimate is at any one time, minors for sale are about 2,400 of them.
So you mentioned that there has been legislation passed previously. What are some holes that are left? What are things that Michigan could still do to get at the issue of human trafficking?
Well, we know that there's very few facilities that actually focus on individuals who have survived human trafficking, and we need to hopefully find beds, secure facilities where they can get treatment for everything, education, just a holistic approach to restoration. And we also recognize that some of our the best thing we could do is get rid of the demand. And if the demand isn't there, then there will be no product available. And we recognize that folks do not like to be made public if they are looking to buy a trafficked individual. So I think we need to strengthen our legislation and our laws regarding how we approach those who are arrested.
In other words, put their names out there on some sort of registry so we know these are the people who have tried to or perhaps have actually purchased someone through human trafficking?
Well, we did manage to pass legislation last term to put those who purchase a minor on the sex offender registry. I'm not sure how effective that is, but it's a start. There are other states, other counties in other states that actually post them on Facebook, post them online. And it's not just for a conviction, it's if they're arrested. So it's a great deterrent.
But what you're saying there is that perhaps some public shaming is what we need to try and get at the demand side of human trafficking?
Well, it appears to work in other areas of the country. And those that do that, they have seen the incidents drop dramatically.
Have you been holding forums in other places around the state? And if you are, I guess I'm wondering, are there some things you're hearing at these forums which are shedding some more light on human trafficking?
We did. We held one in Detroit last Monday, and next week on Monday we will be in Flint and Ann Arbor. And it's an interesting mix of people. We're getting a great diversity, gender diversity, socioeconomic diversity. It's been a great avenue to collect the thoughts from folks who are working on this issue, as well as helping educate others who are not so aware. But we realize that it's pervasive throughout the state. It isn't just urban. It's rural as well. We will have a survivor on our panel who will tell about her situation being trafficked in rural areas. It's one of the most insidious issues, I think, that I've ever found.
Is there a timeline that we might look for on legislation, the legislative process, and things moving forward there?
Timeline tends to be a little slow on an issue like this. We have to help educate not only our colleagues, but others. And we have bills introduced or in progress. They are not introduced, they're being written, and they will be introduced before summer.
Senator Emmons, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
State Senator Judy Emmons, she will be hosting two human trafficking forums today in West Michigan. The first of those is in Lawrence at the Van Buren Conference Center on Pawpaw Street. That will run from 11 o'clock this morning until 1 o'clock this afternoon. For WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans.